It's a schlesen and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. This week's Parsha, Parsha Shoftim. And it's so dear to me because it's my Bar Mitzvah Parsha. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Torah tells us, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Yudches, Shoftim Bishotrim Titein Lecha Bechol Sharecha. Judges and officers you should appoint in all your cities. Says Rashi, Shoftim Dayanim, Haposkim Esadim. They are judges who pass judgment. Bishotrim Harodin Esa'am. They impose the authority over the people. Achar Mitzvosim, in order to follow what the judges are saying. There's an amazing medrash. The medrash says is that we are all shoftim, we're all judges, and we're all shotrim, and we're all mishtara, right? Some kids, they dress up as the mishtara. And we're all like a shoter, we're like a policeman. Lecha, for every single one of us. I don't know, I'm not a policeman. What does that mean, that we're all shoftim and shotrim? What's the medrash mean? Question one. As we all know, we're in the six-week speech, and Moshe Rabbeinu is preparing Klal Yisrael, and there's so many mitzvahs in six parsha. We have the mitzvah of Egla Rufa, that if they find someone, they don't know who killed it, they go and they shech an animal, and they call it Egla Rufa, and they avenge the death of this person. There is a mitzvah of a king, that a king has to carry around two Sefrei Torah. I remember my grandfather, Chaim Zev Banzer Zatzal, he wrote my whole Bar Mitzvah Drasha, and he spoke about the king, and he has to carry around two Sefrei Torah. The Ramban says is that he has to carry around two Sefrei Torah in order that he doesn't become a Baal Gaiva, that he thinks he's the man, he can do whatever he wants, but he's the king, he has power. But no, you have to show that it's the Rabbona Sholom. And then the Torah in the beginning talks about that you're not allowed to make an Asherah tree. We all know that Asherah tree is something that you worship for Avodah Zarah. But the Torah says something very specific. It says, Lo Perek Tazayin Posuk Chav Aleph, Lo Tito Lecha Asherah Kol Eitz, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. You're not allowed to plant an Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach of the Ribbono Sholem. Ask the Meshech Chochma, I don't get it. I know, an Asherah tree is very bad. An Asherah tree is in a tree of Avodah Zarah. But why does the Torah have to give me a prohibition that you're not allowed to make it next to the Mizbeach? Of course, you're not allowed to make an Asherah tree. You can't worship a tree. But why does that have to say explicitly next to the Mizbeach? Because we all know the Torah was created three things. HaTorah, Avodah, Gmilas Chasadim. And Rav Asher Weiss, someone's heard b'shem him, that the Mizbeach represents Avodah. They did the Mizbeach, they did the Avodah. But why specifically am I now going to make an Asherah tree next to the Mizbeach? Question three. The Torah says, V'lo takim lecha matseva, asher sanei Hashem Elokecha. You're not allowed to make a matseva. You're not allowed to make a monument. You can't make a pillar. Rashi says, afil shamayim, even if you're doing it for the sake of Hashem. Because Hashem hates this. Hashem hates it. Ask Rav Moshe Feinstein. We always speak about Rav Moshe. Oh, the godless Rav Moshe Feinstein, the posek gador, such an onov. I told my shir and he's like, oh, that story. The guy, he fell asleep. And then he woke up, and Rav Moshe Feinstein was on the floor playing with the kid. Right? Any person, you know, obviously when the person takes a nap, he's not really sleeping, and he's watching the kids, but he's not. He's not sleeping, kind of half sleeping. Anyone that wakes up from a nap, they're like, oh, how was your nap? I didn't take a nap, I was on the couch. What do you mean? You fell asleep for 3 hours. No, wasn't in my bed. But still, right, the guy fell asleep. But again, this is a godless Rav Moshe. Because he sat and he learned Torah, but he was such an anav, because that's what the Torah is about, is anava, humility. And Rav Moshe asked a gavaldic question. Rav Moshe says, what do you mean? A person, lo takim lecha matseva, a person not only make a monument, but we make monuments nowadays. After someone is nifter, after Me'avah Esrim, they make a monument. The Magen Avraham has a shayla, that if someone is nifter, some people have the minhag of doing 11 months, some people doing the first, everyone has different minhagim. Well, let's say it's an Iber year, it's an extra month. When do you do it? After the first year, after the 13th month. But we know that you make matzevas. And furthermore, the Avos, who are on such a high level, they made matzevas all the time. So that's the Maisha, I don't get it. Why are the Avos making matzevas? And we are making matzevas nowadays also, but the Torah says, V'lo takim lecha matzeva. And we're not allowed to go against the Torah. You're not allowed you're not allowed to make a matzeva. Very interesting. The next part, there's one pasuk that represents all of, again, it's not a question, it's a nice idea. You can say it at the Shabbos table. It says in Perek Yitzayin Pasuk Ches, Kibalei Mimcha Davar L'Mishpat, that when you have a matter of judgment, Ben Dam L'Dam, right, when you have something blood and blood, Ben Din L'Din, between a verdict and a verdict, Uben Negel Negel, says the great Vilna Gaon, this pasuk represents all of halacha. Amazing. Why? Ben Dam L'Dam, Rashi says, Dam Tahor and Dam Tameh, Tuma and Tara. Am I Tameh or am I Tahor? Ben Din L'Din, you have a verdict, right? Someone is Chayiv, someone is liable, and someone is Zakai. He's not liable. Ben Nega L'Nega, the idea of what is allowed and what's not allowed. Usser and Mutter. All of Halacha. Think about it. Isser V'Heter, right, when something is allowed to eat or not. Ben Hoshim Mishpat, the laws of learning about judges. All the halachas, or achayim, when you're allowed to do things on Shabbos, when you're not, all the halachas, says the Vilna Gaon, come from this pasuk. So if someone asks you, tell me an akibalei mimcha davar, have kol haTorah kula in this one pasuk. But again, let's just get back to the questions. Three questions, boom, 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 you got to get it on your fingertips. Question one, shoftim v'shoterin. Rashi's titein lecha, has a medrash lechol echad ve'echad. What does that mean? That I'm a shofin and I'm a shodan, I'm both? What does that mean? I'm a judge and I'm a policeman? Question two. Lo tita lecha asherah. You're not allowed to go and make an asherah tree next to the mizbeach. Why specifically not next to the mizbeach? It's always aser. And lastly, lo takim lecha matzeva. The Torah says specifically you're not allowed to make a matzeva, but what do you mean? We make matzevas nowadays? And not only that, the avos made matzevas. So I remember a couple years ago, amazing, I love this story, I haven't told this story in a very long time. A couple years ago, I was in Yerushalayim, I was in Ramat Eshkol, and it was a Monday, and they kept on calling Kohen, Kohen, Kohen. Right? Baruch Hashem, I'm a Kohen. My father, from his father, from his father. Amazing, we didn't sit at the Chet HaEgel, Baruch Hashem. We're not putting anyone else down. We can't have judgment against other people. But again, we didn't sin and everyone else did. But we had a kapara. We spoke about it at Sibur. They kept on calling Kohen, Kohen, Kohen. So, okay, I was waiting. Maybe another Kohen's going to go up. Finally, I'm like, okay, there's no other Kohen. There's a big minion. And I went up. And I'm on the right side, right? Left is the Baal Koreh, the person reading the Torah. And on the right side is the person that gets the aliyah. Beautiful. Beautiful, right? You say another Birchas HaTorah, Asher Bachar Banu, Mikol Amin, we're elevated. Different than all the nations, but we have the special level of Kedusha. And I'm about to say Baruch Hu, and all of a sudden, the guy on the left says Baruch Hu. And he says Baruch Hu. And all of a sudden, the minion, everyone's silent. It's a big minion. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I don't know if everyone's looking at me. I feel like everyone's looking at me, but I'm in front of everyone. I didn't get the aliyah. And all of a sudden I look down. And the malach, no, not malach doesn't come, but I look down. And I start saying, shofitim v'shoterin. Why? Because it was my bar mitzvah parasha. Ah, Hashem is so good to me. Shofitim v'shoterin. And I was able to get through the whole laning afterwards. One of my friends, he's like, I watched that whole thing. I know you don't usually lane so much. That was very impressive. You had all the trup. You were saying it very loudly. I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm the Baal Koreh of the world. He's like, yeah, but you went up for the Kohen. I'm like, it's my bar mitzvah. Hashem loves me. Baruch Hashem, he loves all of us. I remember walking out of the minion. kissing Hashem, right? The sky everywhere. But wow, Kadosh Baruch Hu, but shoftim b'shoterim, very dear to me, it's my Bar Mitzvah parsha, but shoftim b'shoterim, says the great Shemin HaTov. I remember Al Zeicha, that my grandfather gave me this beautiful sefer called the Shemin HaTov, for Bernard Weinberg, unbelievable sefer, talks about Midrashim and Halachas, and he puts it all together, beautiful. He says it beautifully. Shoftim v'shoterim. What's a shofi? And what's a shoter? So, shofi, as we spoke about last week in Parshas Re'eh, is that we're all making judgments. We're using our intellect. A judge has to know so much. He has to hear both sides. He has to understand there's always two sides to every story. He has to see who's right and who's wrong. He needs to use his intellect to try to figure things out. He's a shofi. Says the Shemin HaTov, we are all shoftim. We're all using our intellect to understand things deeper. We're making choices. We're understanding things. We have Bechira Chofshis. We have free will. And we have to make the right choice. Shofi. But what's a shoter? A shoter is a policeman. So a policeman is enforcing the law. When a person goes and he speeds, he's going to get a ticket if he doesn't get caught. Right now there's cameras all over, so you have to be careful, right? But a shoter is a policeman. Now what's his job? So his job is to make sure that people are keeping the laws. He's a shoter. When you get a fine and you get a knas, that fine is not really, oh, you went over 10 miles over the speed limit? Oh, you get 150, but what's the 10 miles, 150? No, it's a deterrent. It's trying to make sure that you don't go and speed. There's a shoter. There's someone that's making sure that there's authority. And that's, we're all shoterim. Because we have the intellect. We have the idea of putting things in and trying to understand deep and giving people the benefit of the doubt. Because if you give people down the kafskos, if you give people the benefit of the doubt for yourself, you'll help yourself. Wow, didn't that person wrong me? They might have wronged you. But wow, he didn't really down the kafsechus. That's shofei. That's intellect. That's putting your mind to it. Trying to understand things. Go deeper. Taking a Gemara. Right? My brother, why do I have to learn Gemara? Because you're able to learn a Kosher Baruch Hu's Torah. You can go deeper and deeper and deeper. And when you learn to analyze things, wow, your whole life you'll be analyzing, trying to figure things out. Because we're all growing people. So shofei, we're judges, we're trying to understand about shoter. There, once you come to the intellect, but now you need to go and take action. It's not just enough to have the thoughts. You have to be a shoter on yourself. You have to prevent yourself from doing bad. Right? The first missionary in Perikei Avos, Moshe Kibbol Torah Misinai, Umisori LeYoshua, he passed it down from generation to generation. Va'asu siyag la'Torah. A fence. What's a fence? A fence is a boundary. A fence is, I need to do this. I need to put a boundary on this situation. I need to take action. If I don't take action, because actions speak louder than words, if I don't take action, it's not going to happen. Very interesting remark. The Gemara tells us in Sota and Daf Lamed Membes. The Gemara says that if a person, right, what is the worst Aveira in the Torah? So don't start thinking, ay. So says the Hilga Gemara, you know what the worst Aveira is? When they would go out to war, again, this week's Parsha talks about all the things, you go to war, and when you can leave war, and when you can't leave war, again, there's so much stuff in this week's Parsha. And the Torah says, the Gemara says that what's the Aveira that you did? That during, when you took off your tefillin shel yad, and tefillin shel yirosh, or when you put it on, you sach, you spoke. You spoke between the tefillin shel yad. Again, tefillin is an amazing mitzvah. Mitzvah d'oraisa, you got to fulfill it, but you're going to get, that's the worst aveira. Halavai, that's our worst aveira. Halavai, you know, the Gemara says in Bava Basra, then back in the day, that women, they weren't sneers. What does sneers mean? Is that when they were doing the laundry down in the river, right? Down in the river. Imagine they used to do laundry down in the river. Our internet goes down for 25 seconds. We don't know what to do with ourselves. They would have to go down to the river and take the laundry. But the Gemara says is that it would go over, it would be get close to their knees, the water. They have to go into the river. I don't think they had tide or, you know, they had to clean the clothes. And they had to lift up their skirts a little close to their knees. That was the Gemara said it was not sneeze. Amazing. Generations have changed a little, right? However, Ben Sach, why? This idea also. Because my tefillin shel rosh, my head, is my intellect. Shel yad is my maisa, is my hand, is my doing. Don't make a separation. Create a shofet, become that shofet for yourself. Use your intellect. Have someone that can help guide you. Have a Rebbe. Have a person that can help guide you. Sometimes it has to be out of yourself, because as we know, we're no gaya bidavar. We like ourselves sometimes. We don't like ourselves sometimes. No, usually middle ground. Right? So, but this idea of having a shofet, but at the same time a shoter, because a mishtara enforces it, makes sure. Lotita lecho asheira. So we know that an asheira, an eitz, is a beautiful thing. An eitz, beauty. And the Rabbanu Shalom put into this world, Ma Rabu Masecha Hashem, the beauty. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that if you look, you want emunah. You want emunah? Just look around. Look at this beautiful world. How everything's so perfect. Right? I was recently with my family in Netanya, and there's so beaches and beautiful. And my children said to me, wow, look how much water. And I said, I know. Ma Rabu Masecha Hashem. So a tree is beautiful. But sometimes we get caught up in the superficial, in the beauty. And Hashem says in Mashiach Chachma, Lotita Lecha Atra Eitzel Mizbeach. Mizbeach is bifnim, is with inside. Of course there's beauty in the world, but don't go superficial, go deeper. Mizbeach, offering a carbon to Hashem. Don't put that Asherah. Don't put that Asherah tree next to a Mizbeach. Why? Because the Mizbeach is fixed, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Asherah tree, you took a tree and you worshipped it for the wrong things. But in Mizbeach, you put Yavod, you put the carbon, Karev LaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the great Rav Moshe Feinstein, Otakim Lecha Matseva. I don't get it. We make Matseva, says Rav Moshe. In life, you're going always. Unless you're going, right? It's a moving escalator. You're going up or you're going down. You're never stagnant unless the escalator breaks, and then you're annoyed because you hate, you know, going that escalator. I'll just take the steps. That was like a fake out. Like, I'm going the escalator, stops. Now what? I have to go up the steps? I just could have went up the, I could have took the elevator. Like, what? But again, assuming that escalators don't break down. So the escalator is going up, is going down. It says information in life, we got to keep on going. Right, the different Vilna Gaon says the difference between us and Malachim is that we are holech. They are omed. They're standing. We are holech. We're always going. They're omed. They're stagnant. They're fixed. Malachim are very holy. Hashem says, you're not getting the Torah. I'm giving the Torah to my chosen nation because they are holchem. They are going. It says Rav Moshe that after Me'ev Esrim, a person makes a matzeva. Why do we make a matzeva? Because the person's life in this world, there's no more mitzvahs. Fixed. It's done. It's a matzeva. It's a monument. But us, we're always holchim. We're always going. No one should make a monument now. Because we have so much more to do. Obviously, a person needs to be proud of his accomplishments. Because if you're going to put yourself down, you won't get anywhere in life. But you realize, wow, look what I did and look how much more I could do. Because we're holchim. Ask Rav Moshe, what about the Avos? The Avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they're the greatest level. Says Rav Moshe, the Avos were on a level of Eina Mitzuva V'Ose. Right? When you go and your mother, she says, hey, child, right? Moshe, why don't you go take out the garbage? So, or you see the garbage, and you're like, hey, mom or wife is going to want me to go and take out the garbage. And she didn't even ask me. So you go and you take out the garbage without anyone asking you. So which one's greater? So the Gemara goes back and forth in Kedushin, and they're both very high levels. You might even thought that the one without being asked is greater. Tosfos says over there in the Gemara in Kedushin, and no, you know what? Maybe I'm doing it for ulterior motive. Maybe I want that car. Maybe I want a little cash. Right? I'm doing it for something else. So maybe that's why I'm doing it. However, when I'm being commanded in doing something, I'm doing it for Hashem. The Avos were on a level of Enam. They didn't get the Torah yet. The Torah only happened at Har Sinai. They were on a level of Enam Mitzuvah V'Yoseh. But us, we're Holchim. We're mitzuvah yoseh. We're commanded. We're asked. We have to keep on doing. Keep on going. That's what life's about. You know, they tell a story. Two flies were talking to each other. We'll call them Mike and Ike. Nothing to do with the candy. It is. I mean, it does a little. I think I actually heard this from the Rosh Hashiva. It's very nice. But a big message. Mike and Ike. So, hey, Mike and Ike, they're flies, and they're flying around, right? Shoe fly, don't fly. It bothers me, right? Flies, they go on our head. It's annoying. But, again, don't think about it. Two flies, and they're flying around, and they say to each other, hey, there's a beautiful thing going on. There's a party in the palace. Let's go. So they both go, and they go, and they take two different turns. And it turns out that one goes, and he goes into the turn of the waste, of the garbage. And the other one goes, and he goes into the extravagant ballroom and all the beautiful food and everything. And wow, he's living it up. And the other one's not. It's the garbage. And they come back and they meet up and they say, "Nu, how was it?" And Mike went to the beautiful, beautiful area, turns to Ike and says, "Wow, it's amazing. Should have seen it. Wow. Wow. Unbelievable." And Ike says, "What do you mean? Nothing. Gross." So it's about life also. Am I a holech? Because if I'm a holech, I'm just going. I'm serving Hashem. Lo takim lecha matzeva. I'm not fixed. I'm just going. I'm going. I'm going. I'm going. Ah, and it's beautiful. It's magnificent. It's a buffet hall. It's amazing. The Torah, the mitzvos. I'm living for a purpose. I'm doing it. Or do you go the other way? You go make that wrong turn. And you go and you do filth, and you don't live life as a shofet. You don't use your intellect of deciding the right choices. And even if you have the right choice in your mind, you're not a shoter. You don't control yourself, right? So many people, they have certain things in their minds, and they just they want to diet, they want to lose weight, and then they have this idea, and then all of a sudden they can't be a shoter. It can't be that policeman, but Parsha Shoftim. It's Shoftim, Vishotrim, Titain, every single person. We all could do it. We're starting the month of Elul. We're getting close to Rosh Hashanah. We'll talk more about Rosh Hashanah as time goes on. But Ani Ledodi Vidodi Li, this is the time. This is the time where we look back and we see how much we've done in the year, and it's been amazing, but how much more next, God willing, the upcoming year is going to be something we could do tshuva. That's what Hashem says, I love you, but I want you to be a holich. I want you to just keep on going. Realize that the Mizbeach is real. Asherah, you know, you can have superficial things going on, and there's beauty in the world. But I want you to get to the essence. I want you to get to the essence of yourself. Because we're all diamonds, and we're all so amazing. You have to believe in yourself, because the Rebbeinu Shalom put you in this world for greatness. Shoftim v'shotrim, lo takim lecha matzeva. In this world, we're not making a matzeva. We keep on going. After Meva Esrim, we'll look back and wow. But when we're in this world, we are holchim. We are just going and connecting to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Just keep on going and connecting to Hashem. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing parsha shoftim. Have a great Shabbos.